Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished social entrepreneur or a rural entrepreneur from India, Mr. Anshu Gupta. Anshu, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Anshu is the founder of Goonj, and we'll talk about Goonj. He won the Magsaysay Award in 2015. He has been listed by Forbes as one of India's most powerful rural entrepreneurs. He is an Ashoka and a Schwab Fellow for Entrepreneurship, and he's been recognized, awarded, and felicitated globally. Amazing achievements, Anshu. Anshu, let's start talking about Goonj. You left journalism to start Goonj. Tell me about Goonj and your motivation.
So I studied journalism, Ashutosh, and then moved on to a corporate job also. Later on in 1998, I left Escorts. Mm-hmm. I think one of the big motivation was for sure not to wear black shoe and tie. Mm-hmm. So that is something I was not, I think, fitting into this. But more importantly, my journey and my encounters with certain issues mm-hmm. was there was some kida, something inside of journalism or photography. So I remember going to Uttarakhand mm-hmm. after a massive earthquake and when I was still a student and meeting someone who was wearing an absolutely torn jacket made out of old gunny sacks, mm-hmm. jute bags, and asking for a woolen or a blanket again and again. And the jacket also had a lot of patches. So I somehow couldn't relate, but when I slept in extreme cold, I understood that what this person was saying, because he was again and again saying that I'll die mm-hmm. right, if I don't get something. Almost in the same year, meeting with a family of dead body picker in the city mm-hmm. of Delhi, and his little daughter telling me that when I feel cold, I hug the dead body and sleep.
Wow.
Okay, these are absolutely unimaginable things because I think when I came from Dehradun to Delhi, mm-hmm. what used to bother me was people on the red light or when I, even today, when you move to some other cities across the globe, mm-hmm. you see how large number of people do this begging kind of thing, and it's not by choice, largely right. It's compulsion. Mm-hmm. And winters used to trouble me a lot because I always used to feel that why these people are not covered. Well, without understanding, right? young boy, how much wisdom do you have that time? Right? So I think absolutely unimaginable kind of stories. And then that kept bothering in my journalism and corporate career. Mm-hmm. And that's where in 98, I left my job and started Goonj with 6 or 7 units of personal clothing and realizing that when you talk about 3 basic needs, you say food, cloth, and shelter. Mm-hmm. Clothing, which is unfortunately the first sign of visibility, I mean, first sign of poverty, mm-hmm. or even all of us, you know, unfortunately decide on the basis of cloth, whatever we are wearing. Mm-hmm. If you are financially poor, or if you are rich, if you are cultured or uncultured, educated, uneducated, upper caste, lower caste, every single thing you start, you know, finding out with a piece of cloth. Mm-hmm. That has never been a subject across the globe. It's a hardcore disaster relief material or a charitable subject. Mm-hmm. So I think on a piece of cloth, the story of Goonj started. Now, completely different story, mm-hmm. and a much larger story for sure.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely incredible. And do you want to talk a little bit about how Goonj has evolved beyond the piece of cloth into the massive organization that you have now created?
You know, I think our focus, Ashutosh, is dignity. Mm-hmm. Our focus is non-issues. I mean, that's what we saw. And also, we were very clear to work as much as possible in rural India mm. by using the resources which we create in the cities. Mm. We also wanted to change the mindset. I think all this we learned over a period of time, and this is still a learning phase. So first thing which we started telling people that whenever we give away our second-hand material, cloth, utensil, footwear, door, window, I mean, we collect everything. Okay? Mm. Mm. We should stop using the word donation. Mm-hmm. Okay. because that's the wrong notion, wrong description.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we give away our secondhand material, that means we are discarding it and we are giving it largely because we don't need it. Rather, we need to be thankful to the people who are using our secondhand material.
Right.
Okay? So we can't create a hello here. Okay? Rather, those people give a new life to something with which we are so emotionally attached or on which we have spent so much of our hard-earned money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask to look for a particular color, size, t-shirt in a mall, okay, and they are the keeper of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, if you see the larger population of the world, more than half of the world, and we the very derogatory term poor we use for everyone, we question that. We said that, listen, there's no one who is poor. That person is just financially poor. Okay? And every single person on this earth is born with dignity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today, when you are saying evolving and all that, a lot of people tell us that Goon gives dignity to people.
Mm-hmm.
We say, no, Goon does not give dignity to people. No one on this earth can give dignity to people because every single person is born with dignity. Right? Society can only either snatch or maintain.
Correct.
So that's how this entire model evolved. So this thousands and millions of kgs of material we collect, cloths, utensils, footwear, all kind of reusable material, from homes to offices to retail chains, anything which is unsold, all kind of new and old material. Goes through a very rigorous process of matching the need, because we realize that the biggest problem with the donation mindset is we give what we have. We don't give what people need. Okay? And that is the reason that mostly it is not accepted or it is thrown on the roads and all that. So how do you really match the need of people? In a very scientific process, now more than 1,000 of us formally in the team actually work on it, match the need of people. And India, you know, is a very diversified country.
Correct.
You can imagine South India, these 4-5 states are touching border with each other, but every state is eating different kind of rice.
Absolutely right.
That kind of diversity we have, fortunately. After this segregation and all, everything is converted into various kind of kit, family kit, school kit, menstruation, you know, menstrual hygiene kit, all those kind of kit. Then it goes to the villages, hundreds and thousands of the villages. Nothing is given free, okay, because that means you are doing charity. People take up a hardcore water, sanitation, infrastructure issue. So a village will say that we need a road. Okay, someone say that we need to dig a well. The other village might come up and say, or the community might come up and say that we need to clean this huge pond we have. With their own wisdom, with their own, you know, little equipment, whatever they have, and their own designs, and a lot of hard work, they work for a few days in those projects, you know, as people say, we don't want to call these projects because it's like way of life. And after a few days of that, with a lot of respect and dignity, they receive that family kit. So there is no sense of entitlement. It is a sense of achievement. Even in the pandemic year, we were able to make or repair almost about 300 kilometers of village roads by using this barter economy model. So in a way, if I, you know, tell you in a nutshell, A, the barter economy is revived in this process with a few new currencies. On one side, it is the urban underutilized waste material. On the other side, it is the community's wisdom, hard work, need, whatever. Then the Shramdan, which used to be, you know, India's strength,
correct,
the community work, that is revived in a very, very big way.
Mm-hmm.
Third, we have been able to find a new currency for development. Because with these few new currencies, money is for the logistics of it. Money is not the only currency in our work. Fourth, the dignity is maintained at all the level. And fifth, I would say the main important point, the decision making with this small effort is now gone in the hands of the last people or the last citizen. No one is going like, I mean, none of us actually is going and imposing that every village will have a road or will have a well. The community is deciding what is needed. And because that is happening as per their need, when they're making it, they're maintaining it. I mean, it's a you know, all these sustainability talks and all, those are intact in the model.
Amazing.
Absolutely. One of the initiatives.
Absolutely amazing, Anshu. And as you were building Goonj, as you said, with a few sets of your own, clothes, what have been some of your challenges and learnings, you know, as you moved along? I mean, you know, you already shared with me, people give what they want to rather than what people need. I mean, that's a very powerful statement that you've made. But what would be some of your challenges and some of your learnings?
So, you know, there are two things. One is that you have a vacant plot, mm-hmm. and you have to make a house you know, on that, or create a building on that. Mm-hmm. It's much easier than demolishing something and then creating something on it. Mm-hmm. I think we are trying to do the second part.
Okay.
We are saying that the words like donor and beneficiary are the worst ever possible words we have ever innovated. Mm-hmm. All of us are a stakeholder.
Correct.
It should not be the case that when I give time, I become the donor. Mm-hmm. And when the community gives time, they still remain beneficiaries. Mm. When I put in my skill, I become the donor or the giver. And when the community puts, you know, its skill, they still remain the beneficiary. Mm. So how do you change this dynamics, this arrogance which a whole lot of us have? Mm. How do we understand that people participate and people spend time in that? So that was one. So on one side, there is larger world which believes in absolute free distribution. Also, the entire social media stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Now, large number of people are promoting that you give something to someone, then click a picture and put it on the Facebook, and that motivates people. Mm-hmm. And we have been asking that 15 years back, 20 years back, mm-hmm. large number of you know, movements happened across the globe. A lot of country got freedom. Whole lot of things happened. And there was no social media, and there was no, there was nothing like people can only get motivated by showing a picture. That's a wrong narrative. That's a selling point for a large number of these media.
Correct.
So our constant struggle, mm-hmm. right from the beginning, is with this mindset. This mindset that I am helping someone. That person cannot survive if I don't help. I am the giver. Right? And I don't think that in village India, we actually face the large, I mean, a bigger, big problem that way in terms of mindset. Mm. People were very, very willing to become a part of it. Of course, there was mistrust. It's not that, you know, in one go, people get ready about it because they have gone through some bad experiences in their life. Mm. But it was still much easier because we were talking about dignity. Mm. And in urban India also, it took us time. And but yes, people started respecting the concept. People started respecting the language which we were talking about. Language was different and has been different completely. I mean, today, whatever we are or whatever we channelize is all come from people. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a sizable chunk of people across the globe, not only in India, where we live with double standard and we think that we want to live, we want other people to survive. Mm-hmm. And that's where all these dirty, blood-soaked undergarments, to use sanitary pads, to, you know, shoes without sole, all that material comes. Mm-hmm. And this we have seen, Ashutosh, across the globe. I mean, any organization which dares to work with the second-hand material of people, you know, go through this phase. And that's a constant challenge. Because, and it's not that it is. Reduced or something. Mm. Because every time you add new people in your work, you face the same kind of problem.
Wow. And Anshu, you've said a couple of times across the globe. Have you extended your operations beyond India as well?
We wanted to. In fact, a couple of years back, we were absolutely ready with the replication ideas, and we also started working on replication of idea. Mm-hmm. But somehow, I wouldn't say that any very effective thing happened outside India. Mm-hmm. Also, post-2013, Uttarakhand floods, I think issues here also became very overwhelming because of the disasters. I mean, the number of natural disasters we are going through every year.
Mm.
And we also expanded in a big way. Now we have our footprints in parts of 27 states.
Wow.
And so that's not an excuse. I think for sure we are missing something here. Two things which we are missing for sure is replication across the globe or in some other part of the world, because the issues are same. I mean, imagine the day the entire world start imagining or treating second-hand material as a parallel currency. It's a huge economic model, and it can support a large number of nations that way, and millions and millions of people. And second thing which we feel we failed, I'll not say failure because we didn't work on it. I mean, failure you should only say when you work and you fail, is also making certain major dents on the policies. I mean, practically, people have started following large number of things. Like mensuration, if you see, 2004-05, when we started talking about it, there was nothing even on Google. We were the first people to open up the subject and start talking about it and making it a human issue instead of talking about women issue. Because we realized that across the globe, in the financially weaker sections, women are forced to use sand ash, jute bags, rugs, rags, newspaper, grass, you know, dung, anything and everything which can stop or absorb is used as a sanitary pad, right? Unfortunately. And large number of women are using losing their uterus exactly at the childbearing age because of these infections. And it has never been considered a big issue, unfortunately. So we were the first people out here to make a noise and start talking about it. We started making a pad out of, again, secondhand cloth, which we used to get, the cotton cloth. Hosiery used to become undergarment. Cotton used to become sanitary pad, which is still there in a big number. That issue has now has been recognized, not only by the governments, but by so many agencies. I don't know how much is our doing in that, but the only thing we know that, I mean, this
is working.
Issue was not there at all when we started.
Amazing, amazing. So, you know, Anshu, when I was reading about you, it was interesting to read that you have done an amazing amount of work during the pandemic. I'd love to get your understanding on what did you do and what kind of impact you made.
You know, to be honest, we never thought that a day will come when we will use our entire network, which is there. And to be honest, none of us in the world actually thought about it. But what has happened in the last two decades of our work is that we have literally created a grid, or we have like laid pipelines across the country, I would say. So the way the telecom people, do this optical fiber.
Correct.
And then they use it for multiple things. I think we have also done that. It is the grid of relationships, a connect between urban and rural, reaching out to the remotest possible places. And you know that what are those five modes, how much time it will take. Hundreds and thousands of villages and other communities and the slums and all that. I mean, today, sitting here, we can even tell you that nearest place to stay in 200 rupees and where you can get good samosa and tea around in this area is this. I mean, that's how the team is operating.
Okay.
This is also a understanding of what people need. Okay. As I said, that four states eat different kind of rice, or the chana dal is okay in northern India, but tur dal is needed in southern India. And these are very important things, you know, when you do volume.
Correct.
Because we all talk about number, this million, that million, whatever. But basically, we are talking about the million individuals. Okay. It's not like a big number. Every single person is a person. That's a house. That's a family. Okay. So you need to be very careful about it. And also, it was all about logistics. I mean, how do you reach these remote places, and how do you channelize this variety of material where you don't have similar kind of boxes with similar kind of material. Okay. So it's a different kind of logistics. This grid was, very helpful. And it also has about 500 odd grassroots partner organizations, Unit of Indian Army, Border Road Organization, wherever we have tie up or wherever we have been working. Mm-hmm. So the moment pandemic happened, first thing which we did, obviously, before the lockdown was announced, we had to close down our places because it's a very people touch kind of institution. Mm-hmm. And we started operating from home. First thing we did is that we detached ourselves with a large number of processes and systems which we had created over last two decades. Okay, because we said that what are these bottlenecks? If earlier making a partner used to take 15 days, now it needs to take 15 minutes. We cannot depend on the second-hand goods which we collect because everything is going to be closed. So we have to use the same channel for procurements. Procurements also we can't do from the cities. So the typical hub and spoke model of Goonj will not operate because these places are closed. So why don't we use our entire network and friends and partners across the country and start procuring it from the villages?
Okay.
In the last about 17, 18 months of this work, it is almost about 17 million kgs of material which has been channelized. And large part of it is not gone free. Again, that dignity for work, cloth for work happened. We also, more than 300,000 kgs of vegetables itself. So we were breaking those norms that a typical family kit should have 5 kg rice, 10 kg rice. You are saying that why can't we go to the villages where farmers are forced to sell green chili for 4 rupees a kg. Okay. Or tomato at 50 paisa a kg. So why don't we just start creating, say, food kit just with the vegetables and fruits to start with? Those are localized. Okay. The farmer's income is intact. He will never come and, you know, get into a queue for getting relief.
Okay.
And local employment will happen. And they will also have money for the next crop. Otherwise, a lot of people didn't have money for the seed for the next crop. I mean, that's how the entire economy in many places has gone wrong.
Right.
This is so the vegetables happened, food happened, cloth for work happened in a big way. First time we were able, I mean, we worked in the cities in such a way because that was not our target. I mean, cities were target in terms of recycling of material, but not reaching out, at least on the roads. But because of that crisis, we learned that. And the most interesting work, I would say, Ashutosh, is last year we created a vertical called missed out communities.
Okay.
Now, the whole idea was that there are certain communities and people in millions. If you talk about sex workers, transgenders, people with leprosy, people with disabilities, or Devadasis, so many communities. In any case, all these communities need a little bit of a special attention and more resources. Now, when the Aam Janta or the people who are otherwise doing economically okay, because of pandemic, they moved out or their economics, you know, has gone wrong. that means that these marginalized people are further, you know, kicked out or have gone down. So we started working with those people, and that's one of the most fulfilling work for us. I mean, imagine India has about 800 odd colonies of people with leprosy. Okay. This is also one of the cause for the, you can say, disability. And we realized that how people were forced to use kerosene, okay, or phenyl on their wounds because they were not getting band-aid or any kind of ointment. You know, and because of all this, the way things really turned out and the way the priorities had to be changed that time. So we started working on those medical kits, medical care, first time in our life. But it happened at a volume. India also has a very robust system of health delivery called Asha Worker.
Correct.
In hundreds of thousands of villages, which were not equipped with certain things because this was a new kind of disaster. We started working a lot on that health worker kit. I think all that is very fulfilling. I mean, knowing transgenders in a much, much better way as equal human being maybe I think last year taught us, despite the fact that we are in this line for so many years, but still some of our lenses need a little bit of more cleaning. And I think Amazing. COVID gave us that chance.
Amazing. So Anshu, time for just one more question. And this question is regarding technology. In an organization so vast across the entire nation, how are you using technology to manage Goonj and to ensure whatever your objectives are delivered to the last mile or to the last individual?
So one part is the communication part, you know, because in our case, the messaging about the idea and the larger part is extremely important. Mm-hmm. So if you see all of our social media platforms, mm-hmm. these are extremely balanced platforms. You will never find every day, three posts, four posts, very balanced, very, you know, mm-hmm. which presents the different kind of story, which just does not motivate you to give away material, but understand the larger issues and become a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. That's one big thing which we did. I think in the name of technology, to be honest, we have been using literally Google Docs and all that in a big way. Recently, in the last 2 years, we have moved to some of the platforms, and including Salesforce and all those for our data management and all. And it is certainly, it's a tough time for us because it all started in the pandemic time. But I would still say that we have a lot of scope for more integration of technology in our work. I mean, as of now, if we call WhatsApp and Facebook and Google Doc and all that technology and mobile for sure, then we are doing it. I'll not say very efficiently, but doing it okay. And we also understand one important part that a large part of our target audience, if we see the remoteness of the areas where we work, it's easy to talk a lot about technology, but where we do not understand that even to upload a picture, they end up taking 3 days.
Correct.
Okay. Because voice is there, data is not there that way. And in many cases, electricity might not be there. And with disasters, they might be suffering. In many cases, we found that how people travel about, say, they go on a peak and then try to call up. But fortunately, things are changing. And I think we are a little bit slow in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would say that Goonj is certainly slow in adopting technology. We need to be...
Amazing. Anshu, on that note, thank you so much. I mean, you know, right in the very beginning, what you said about that little girl who gets her warmth by hugging a body, I mean, I think that's one comment that will probably stay with me as long as I live. You know, I've been talking to you, that vision comes to my mind. But thank you so much for telling me about the incredible work Goonj is doing. And for the 1,000-odd people who are connected with you directly and the thousands who are probably connected with you indirectly. I mean, I've heard of Goonj. I've heard, you know, I know my wife has been donating. And I know you don't want to use the word donating, but we'll be giving a lot of our clothes. But I'm sure through this medium, many, many, many people will listen to our message and hopefully reach out to you and, you know, try and give in whatever way they can their support.
And doing good is a collective responsibility. Correct. I mean, that's what all of us need to understand.
Correct.
And we always say, Ashutosh, that Goonj is just one way of doing it. I mean, the whole idea is that wherever you feel it can be of use, whether it is your time, your service, your money, right? Take it as a paying back opportunity. And Goonj is just one opportunity.
Absolutely.
Goonj is not the end of the world. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
There are hundreds and thousands of institutions next door who are working very, very well. There are hundreds and thousands of individuals who take initiative. If you can't lead something, stand with someone who is doing it.
Absolutely.
And if nothing else, you get a good sleep.
Absolutely. That's so well said. So Anshu, thank you again and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world.
Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.